WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 59. We're watching it drop. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. 5 of 7 members of the College Station City Council were not ready to approve the first rate increase for residential trash collection in 10 years.
The majority signed it with James Benham and wanted more information about the residential rate increase of $2.35 a month and remained frozen for the next 5 years.
I frankly expect better data before we make these kind of decisions, and this is a massive fee increase tacked on to a massive tax increase that we already did, tacked on to impact fees, tacked on to a utility maintenance fee. All that happened in the last 18 months. And so let's just tack on another 15%. Guys, this adds up. Pay attention.
Benham also received majority support to gauge the interest of private companies picking up trash. City Manager Kelly Templin warned about the trade-off of privatization.
We have something of a concierge service here, and we have a model in College Station that's difficult for the private sector to respond to because, as you know, our bulky division is out there picking up couches and 65-inch televisions in May. And they're running routes until 9 p.m. Waste management, it's going to be difficult for Waste Management Republic to do that.
Staff said the increase would take care of their revenue needs. The sanitation services budget's projected to lose more than $200,000 this year and more than $1 million in each of the two following years. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hurricane Harvey has slowed down the development of a future YMCA branch in College Station.
Unfortunately, Harvey took a toll on 4 YMCA facilities in the Houston area. And so we've had to kind of pull back a little bit, let them regroup, get those facilities back up and running and repaired.
Mayor Carl Mooney, during a visit on our show, says negotiations continue with the Houston Y.
We just spoke to the YMCA folks, and they're going to be putting together 3 different pro formas for the group to look at, which they think is going to be a viable way to get things going. And we're excited about it.
Last night, the City Council approved construction of a sewer line that will serve the proposed Y location. More federal money is coming to Bryan to pay most of the cost of additional bike lanes and sidewalks. City officials have announced receiving nearly $2 million that will be matched with $654,000 in local money, plus the time of city staff to design the projects. New sidewalks will be built along both sides of Coulter from South College to William Joel Bryan. New bike lanes will be built along Coulter from South College to 29th, and a 12-foot wide shared use path will be built along the freeway's northbound frontage road from Boonville to Old Reliance. Blinn College trustees at this month's meeting received an update on capital projects. Facilities Director Richard O'Malley says $4.5 million is still available from bond financing that was originally issued for projects in Brazos County.
The board has directed the administration to look at a few projects here on the Brenham campus, some smaller projects, the W.L. Moody Library, the Rankin Ag Complex, and then an increase of our Student Center food service area.
More than $48 million in bond money was raised in part to build Blinn's first building at the Rellis campus. O'Malley says planning continues for new facilities to house Blinn's health science, veterinary technology, and dental hygiene programs.
The health science, that's what's going into the A&M building. Vet tech is more than likely going into the trades building, although that's still being discussed. And dental hygiene is, we're still discussing that as well on where that goes.
O'Malley says construction at the Rellis campus is more than 30% complete. The mother of a 9-year-old boy is accused of not getting medical assistance for her son. According to the arrest report from the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, 31-year-old Kimberly Payne of suburban Bryan told a family member she did not have the money to pay to treat her son's broken collarbone after he fell off a motorized 2-wheel bicycle. Payne is out of jail on bond after her arrest on a charge of injury to a child. A Bryan woman awaiting trial on charges that include setting fire to a car in downtown Bryan last year is back in jail. 37-year-old Belle Ann Gates was arrested by College Station Police Wednesday morning on a charge of stealing her ex-boyfriend's car. According to the arrest report, the Mercedes was found in a ditch near the intersection of Welburn and Barron Roads. The owner of the car is also the victim in a family violence assault case that Gates is also awaiting a trial. The trial includes a 3rd charge of evading arrest from a CSPD officer. The finish line continues to get closer in the restoration of the historic Queen Theater in downtown Bryan. Ben Hardiman, who has been the point man since the project began more than 7 years ago, is looking towards a grand opening next February.
Since August 9th, We've had two or more contractors within the facility working simultaneously every day until Monday of this week. So we got a lot done during that period of time. We have quite a bit more work to do.
Fundraising continues to finish what will be a public and private event facility. More information is online at downtownbryan.com. And we just received a text message from our very own Bill Oliver. A crash has shut down Rock Prairie and Longmire. So if you're stuck in traffic in that area, that is why. If you usually use that area to get to where you're going, I would avoid it. So again, a crash has shut down Rock Prairie and Longmire. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 59 degrees. You can text us traffic alerts whenever you want, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Aggieland and Kyle Field in the fall. No experience compares. Take in all the sights and sounds with your family and friends when you have a game day home in Aggieland. Game day homes are a solid investment in a strong real estate market. Locally, BCR Realtors are experts for game day home properties. Click on bcrbcs.com. Your experts for game day home properties in Aggieland, BCR Realtors, bcrbcs.com.
I am Lloyd Joyce, asking that you vote for Mike Sutherland for the Bryan City Council, District 4. I know of no council member that has worked harder to make Bryan a better place to live. Mike Sutherland views the citizens of Bryan as his boss. I guarantee that he will return your calls, consider your issue, and work to find solution. Mike Sutherland asks for your vote so that he can continue to be your true representative on the Bryan Council.
Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland Campaign, Tana Sutherland Treasurer.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Good morning, it's 812, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? Because we got some out there, and what's fun is it's changing. We're in the midst of it. So here's kind of a dated forecast, but then we'll update it for you. And the weather's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference. Here we go.
High pressure over the high plains will continue to head our way. It's going to have a tendency to cool us off dramatically over the next day or two. Partly sunny and becoming windy today with a chance for a stray shower, 60 to 65. Clearing tonight, breezy into the evening, winds diminishing during the night, 35 to 40. Sun for tomorrow, we're up to 60 to 65. Tomorrow night, clear, 35 to 40. It'll be sunny and a little milder for Sunday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, we don't know very much, but nothing good going on. It's at Rock Prairie and Longmire. It's an accident. It involves a school bus.
Okay.
It's shut down the intersection pretty much, and Bill told us that, and I'd gotten a caller just before that to let us know. So Longmire and Rock Prairie just kind of said, and of course, there are only two schools down Rock Prairie, so that doesn't, three schools down there. So that won't
really
be
whittle it down.
Not
at
causing
all.
Any issues.
Nope. So anyway, go around and expect long lines in traffic.
And I'm sure that will, with the schools on Graham as well.
Yep, that's right. All that stuff over there, so watch out for that. So the College Station City Council decided they're not going to raise the garbage rate. Oh,
right.
I'm sorry, it's not garbage. What's it called?
Sanitation services.
Right. You know what? When I was growing up, they were called garbage men because they were men.
They were men who picked
garbage.
Up garbage.
Right.
Back when men were men and women were women.
Well, and I told you the story that upset my mom when I was 5 years old. I wanted to be a garbage man when I grew up because I only work one day a week.
Oh, nice.
Because I only saw them once a week, one day a week. You know,
smart kid, Scott. Smart kid.
But, you know, then I found out later on, oh, wait, they go to other places in the city. Oh, that's the way that
they
works.
They do work more than one day a week.
Well, and Councilman Benham, in very pointed terms, talked about the things that, and I'm concerned about some of that, and that is that the property tax rate has gone up twice, okay, 2 years in a row. We've got impact fees that are out there. There are more on the way. And he didn't want to see the sanitation charges go. I mean, you've got water fees, you've got wastewater fees. It's getting to be expensive.
It adds up.
College Station Now, the tax rate in College Station is about 49 cents. And I'm fascinated by this city up in East Texas.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard of them or not. They're called Tyler.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you know anybody.
I think I know someone from there.
Yeah, okay. Well, so the tax rate in College Station is 49 cents. The tax rate in Tyler, they were really anxious because they had to raise their tax rate to 23 cents this year.
That
probably put some folks out.
23 cents, not 49 cents. Did you know they pick up garbage twice a week there?
No, I did not.
Well, you live out in the county.
He lives out in the boonies.
We ain't in that city trash. Daddy has to take the bags up to his office.
I think it costs two. He takes it to his office. Is that legal?
I mean, the office.
Scott, have you ever put trash in our dumpster here at Bryan Broadcasting?
Maybe.
I've also seen Scott sorting through it out there.
That's the fun part. Hey there, who's this?
Hey, this is CL. My son wanted to be a garbage man when he grew up, but he didn't want to be it just because he worked one day a week. He wanted to be the one that runs and jumps on the back of the truck, whistles at your driver to take off.
Yeah,
that is
exactly.
True.
Now you don't
I
even
do that. I think
that
would be
that.
A lot of fun.
Now
that
you don't. It's this lone person in the truck that grabs the, squeezes the little bucket.
Lever,
and
then there's the big old arms.
That's all there is to it. Jeez.
I would end up, I don't know how many cars I would end up hitting, though, if I was driving that thing. Because people park like jerks right before trash day.
Yeah, trash day. You're right. Man, it's the worst.
So. Well, you know, it used to be that the post office said, if I can't get to the mailbox, you don't get your mail.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just get little love notes. Right, don't park in front of the mailbox.
Dirty letters. But by the way, while you're talking about Tyler, you know, Tyler does not offer a recycling service.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
I'm dead serious. So unless things have changed within the past couple of years, because my grandmother lived down here for quite some time, and when she moved to Tyler, she was like, I can't believe that they don't have a recycling bin that you can just take out by the street and they'll pick it up.
Yeah, well, in defense of the city, the county tax rate is much higher in there than it is in Brazos County.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, when it's all said and done, the tax bite's probably the same.
Yeah.
It's just a little more balanced toward the county side than it is on the city side. And, of course, school taxes are expensive every place. But go ahead.
On the topic of recycling, the Bryan Drive-In Recycling Center over there by the Bryan Walmart on Briarcrest is going to be closed on Monday and Tuesday because they're resurfacing that parking lot. So if you plan on taking your stuff, just wait. They should be back open on Wednesday as long as the resurfacing goes okay. Well, but Monday and Tuesday, they will be closed.
Is it just that portion or is it the entire parking lot? Because then people have to only chopper into Walmart.
You're right. All I know is that the city of Bryan sent us a press release about the recycling center. I do not know about the Walmart.
Gotcha.
So in college,
we
had a can crusher there in the garage,
can crushers.
I still got one.
Every now and then we'd have folks over, you know, we may or may not have drank some libations at that time. And, you know, we worked hard to collect those cans.
Uh-huh.
And one of my roommates took it up there and he got all the money and he came back and we were like, hey, where'd all the bags go?
Yeah.
He goes, oh, yeah, I took them up to the recycling place. I got $20-something.
And then he buys the next round, right?
Well, we were like, well, where's ours? Where's our money? And he goes,
Are you kidding?
And he just was taken aback that we expected some money out of that. We were like, we worked hard to get all those cans.
That's probably the first story I've heard of that. I know about roommates who will argue about utilities and leaving lights on and
money.
And the box there. But
remember taking cans to the recycling center with my dad when I was younger. And it had this, you know, I mean, it's a recycling center. It had a weird, funky smell to it. But I remember it and I loved it.
There you go. Wow. All right. Trash girl.
$3 and change or whatever.
Exactly.
But it was so awesome.
So now we have some things. You know, we've been doing this show for a while. And so we have some things that kind of transcend even the co-hosts, okay, that have been here before you guys got here. And so keeping some of those in place helps, like we do the Tuesday music usually and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But one of the things I think we picked up, I don't know, this was maybe 7 years ago, was the three questions.
Okay.
The three questions.
We're not playing yep, yep, nope
no,
again,
we're
are
not.
We?
No, we're not. These are just, these are three questions. And so for those people who have lived here and listened to the show for a long time, there are three questions. So I have a prize this morning if someone can call and give me the three questions. Then I'll provide the answers, and then, see, we're kind of passing the torch down to the next group. You
right.
See? Then at some point, maybe in February of next year, we would do the three questions, you know, or what are the three answers. So if you know the three questions, call 695-1620, and I have a prize for you this morning.
So many prizes today.
Actually,
so
many I have a prize choice for you.
Ooh.
That's how big it is.
Wow.
Because the three questions is something that has gone through gone through time. It's.
I've heard it. I have no idea.
It has stood the test of
you're
time.
You're not responsible. You're not eligible to win.
Well, so it's good.
So you seem surprised when I said to you that the most common sentence in the Harry Potter books was nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
Okay.
Yeah, but I guess it makes, the more I think about it, it makes sense because there's a lot of times where they're trying out spells or things and nothing happens. It didn't work.
Now, did you read the Twilight books?
Yes.
Okay, the most common sentence in the Twilight books.
Nothing happened.
No. I sighed.
Oh,
I sighed.
Have you heard any of Mr. Downs'
recording? Yes, okay,
Twilight or Fifty Shades of Gray?
Twilight. He did the Twilight one.
Yeah, he did Twilight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty scary to listen to.
Yeah.
All right, so nobody knows the three questions, so that's interesting.
No one's calling?
Nobody's calling in. So
wow.
If you still haven't bought candy, a new study says today is the day to do it.
Today is the day.
Researchers looked at how much it costs the week before Halloween, and the last 2 years, it's been the cheapest 4 days before Halloween.
Four days still.
Apparently, some stores will jack up their prices this weekend.
Yeah, I see that happening.
And there might be, of course, less of a selection. The worst day to buy candy is a day before Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to wait until the 30th,
don't
that's
procrastinate.
Fine. It'll cost you 42% more.
Wow.
And if you can't get to the store, don't panic unless you're handing out truckloads of chocolate because, I mean, it's just a few bucks. But anyhow, we mentioned yesterday, I think, that residents of Ohio spend less than anybody else on candy. So do you know the three questions?
Well, that's probably a stupid question on my part, but what are the questions supposed to be? Is it going to be anything?
No. We have three questions that we always group together. You don't remember. Okay, that's all right. Let me go here. All right, do you know the three questions?
I know two of them.
Well, that's close, but that's not good enough, thanks. do you know the three questions?
I think I do.
All right, who are you?
Linda.
All right. All right, Linda, go ahead.
I think it's who sponsored Elvis Presley or something.
No. Nope. Okay. Thank you. No.
Thanks, Linda. We appreciate
Sorry,
it.
Linda.
Sorry, Linda.
To be honest, I'm completely lost too.
That's
so it's okay.
That's
I know what we're talking about. Yeah. I just don't know what they are.
We always have three questions that we ask together, and then you get the answers. And the answers are kind of, oh, wow, that's interesting.
And they're always the same three questions.
Yes,
they are.
And the same three answers.
And Elvis does have something to do with two of the questions.
Okay.
So that's Linda was close, but I can't kind of partially do it because, again, it's a pretty good prize. So anyhow, so remember this, the states where people spend the most, Oregon, Washington,
it's because they buy all
Utah,
the organic
California.
Candy.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
And as we said, Ohio leads the pack for lowest, and then states that you would imagine like Georgia and Alabama, because they have to spend it on football tickets.
Someone did text in, the three answers. Well, we're looking for the three questions.
Oh, that's it. Well, I don't know. I'll think about that. Maybe on the other half hour, side of the hour.
Well, two of the answers look like answers. The other one, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Now, did they have to say them verbatim?
Well, I mean they got to be pretty close.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, conceptually, we'll know. Hi there. Who's this?
Chris.
Hey, Chris. So do you know the three questions?
I think I do.
All right. Go ahead.
Biggest water bottler would be Nestle's.
Okay.
Best star with Elvis in the movie Female was Shelley Fabre.
That's right.
And the celebrity at Elvis's funeral was Red Fox.
Yes, exactly right. And Zach is going, what?
Yep.
The three questions are, who is the largest bottler of water in the world? The answer is Nestle.
Okay.
What female co-starred in more Elvis Presley movies than anybody else? Shelley Fabre. And Who was the only celebrity at Elvis's wedding? The answer is
Red Fox.
You big dummy.
That's it. All right, tell me your name again.
Chris.
All right, Chris. All right, here's your choice. I got tickets for any Sunday in the Renaissance Festival, if you want to do that. Or I have a family four-pack from Moody Gardens. Includes Iceland, Festival of Lights, the Aquarium, the 4D Theater. It also includes your hotel and a round of golf.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Four-pack.
All right, I thought you might. What's your last name, Chris?
Youngman.
All right. What do you do, Chris?
I'm a project manager for a local mechanical contractor.
All right, good. Hey, man, I appreciate that. Come by here, and we've got the passes for you. They're good through the 7th of January, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, now you see, so the mantle has now been passed to
okay.
you, Zach. You know
okay.
what that is now.
I'm
Chelsea, you know what that
I
is.
I do know what it is.
So at some point in February, we will ask what are the three questions, mm-hmm. and again, they are the largest bottle of water in the world. It's mm-hmm. Nestle, which again is kind of surprising, and that's what it is. The answers are, I don't know, Shelley Fabre is kind of,
yeah.
But if you look at it, I forget what the name of their Something Life is the name of their bottled water, but you see it in the grocery stores. But Nestle is the largest bottler of water. And then Red Fox being the only celebrity, and Shelley Fabre co-starred in more Elvis movies than anybody else. That's why you listen.
That is why you listen.
Elvis.
So, yeah.
I honestly thought maybe Anne Margaret, but how many movies was she in with it?
If only there were a way.
You're the boss, apparently.
Your I'll money now. Drugstores, prescription drug distributors, and pharmacy benefits managers all tanked yesterday on news that Amazon has received wholesale pharmacy licenses in at least 12 states. That's the clearest sign yet. It wants to enter that market, and Walgreens and Express Scripts both lost more than 3%. Harvey Weinstein is suing to get access to his personnel file and his email account from the Weinstein Company in preparation for his defense from various lawsuits and other investigations. The suit claims Harvey's lawyer was denied in his efforts to get the documents. Starting tomorrow, Mega Millions tickets will cost $2 instead of $1. Currently played in 44 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands, the new structure is meant to increase the size of jackpots, boosting the starting jackpots from $15 million to $40 million, and to grow from there. A heavily traded day ended with gains for the Dow and the S&P, and spectacular tech earnings have futures pointing skyward. That's your money now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
This morning, the much-anticipated iPhone X went on sale at 3 a.m. Eastern, and they may be sold out already. Kim Commander with your Friday Consumer Tech Update. It's a complete waste of time to try and place blame on anyone. Apple simply does not have enough iPhone X phones to meet today's demand. And the only thing anyone outside Tim Cook's inner circle knows with certainty is that every reliable report coming out of Asia for months has talked of serious part shortages and production line backups. Successful Apple X customers today will have already ordered directly through Apple using the mobile app. They pre-selected their carrier, color, and capacity. If you strike out on the app, at least you'll be on the wait list. Try going directly to a local Apple store or try a local AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, or T-Mobile store. You may get lucky, but don't count on it. The hard truth is that the shortage is so severe, many customers won't even have their new phone by Christmas. Our tech news is updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Wallet, phone, keys. Leaving the house doesn't have to turn into an annoying scavenger hunt. 8 years ago, Tracker changed everything when they released their first tracking device. And now they've done it again with the all-new Tracker Pixel. With Tracker Pixel, you'll never worry about losing your things again. Tracker Pixel is the lightest Bluetooth tracking device on the market. Place Tracker Pixel on whatever you tend to lose. Keys, wallets, even your cat. It's small enough to fit anywhere. When you misplace an item that has a Tracker Pixel attached, Use your smartphone and a 90 decibel alert that will help you find it in seconds. It even has powerful LED lights, so you can find anything, even in the dark. Lose your phone? Just press the button on your tracker pixel and your phone rings, even if it's on silent. You can even locate your item if it's miles away, because every tracker user is part of the largest crowd locate network in the world. And Tracker's 30-day money-back guarantee means you truly have nothing to lose. Go to thetracker.com, enter promo code Kim to get 20% off any order. That's thetracker.com, promo code Kim for 20% off. Thetracker.com, promo code Kim.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A crash involving a College Station ISD school bus has closed the intersection of Rock Prairie and Longmire. No students were injured and were transported to another bus to go to school. It's according to a CSISD spokesman. Again, the intersection at Rock Prairie and Longmire is closed. Motorists should avoid the area if possible. There has been no rate increase for trash collection in College Station for 10 years, and there is a projected loss of more than $200,000 in this year's sanitation services budget. But for the time being, the rates will remain the same. That's after the City Council delayed action on staff recommendations to raise rates one time for the next 5 years.
Jerome Rectorick and James Benham were among those in last night's 5-2 vote who wanted more information before considering what Benham called a massive increase for residential customers of $2.35 a month.
Part of our solution is looking at the rate of the service that we give, and is this cost effective?
Sure. Or even the entire concept of the city running solid waste collection.
Okay.
Later in the meeting, Benham also received majority support directing staff to gauge interest to private companies to collect College Station's trash. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
It's been more than 2 years since the Houston YMCA was first approached to open branch locations in the Twin Cities. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney says while the Y is creating three proposals for local consideration, the City Council is taking action on a new sewer line that would serve a possible center east of the freeway and north of Fitch. Mooney on our show says the Houston Y has been focusing its attention on four locations damaged by Hurricane Harvey. The city of Bryan has announced receiving nearly $2 million in federal money towards the costs of additional sidewalks and bike lanes. The city will pay about one-fourth of the construction costs, plus the staff time to design three projects. One is a 12-foot wide path along the freeway's northbound service road between Boonville and Old Reliance. A second is a bike lane along Coulter from 29th to South College, and sidewalks would be built along Coulter between William Joel Bryan and South College. Blinn College trustees have been asked to apply $4.5 million in unspent bond money originally designated for projects at campuses in Brazos County to projects in Brenham.
Savings on some of the prior buildings that we had designed that we didn't build.
Facilities Director Richard O'Malley says savings were generated after allocating more than $44 million in Brazos County, including Blinn's first building at the Rellis campus. Money has also been reserved for Blinn's Brazos County Health Science, Veterinary Technology, and Dental Hygiene programs. Trustees will consider future action to spend the remaining bond money in Brenham towards renovations at their student center and library and to expand their agricultural center. College Station police arrest an Oklahoma man after two women say they were the victims of road rage Tuesday afternoon on the freeway. 50-year-old Daryl Lynn Armstrong is accused of tailgating the victims in a 3-ton pickup near a construction zone. Then as the victims were being passed, Armstrong is accused of lowering a window and pointing a handgun at the women. According to the arrest report, Armstrong did not offer any alternative explanation to what happened that led to his arrest for disorderly conduct. He is out of jail after posting bond. And a week later than usual, the Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector's Office has made its mass mailing of property tax bills. Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says the delay in sending 109,000 statements was due to this month's Bryan School District special election. There were no changes to the design of the statement. The payment deadline is January 31st next year. More information is online at brazostax.org. WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 59 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards & More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. In today's busy world, we are sometimes complacent with the choices we have made. Fortunately, with propane suppliers, regardless of your current agreement, you have a choice and change is easy. Contact J&B Propane to find out how this hassle-free conversion can benefit you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
Hello, Brazos Valley and surrounding areas. For the first time ever, Allen Honda is introducing 0% on all 2017 Accords, Fits, and Civic sedans. This is a first and one-time opportunity to own a new Honda with a 0% loan. Don't forget, this is coupled with the untouched 6-year, 80,000-mile nationwide maintenance. Only at Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place where you can trust in the blue.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 8:35. Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure over the high plains will continue to head our way. It's going to have a tendency to cool us off dramatically over the next day or two. Partly sunny and becoming windy today with a chance for a stray shower, 60 to 65. Clearing tonight, breezy into the evening, winds diminishing during the night, 35 to 40. Sun for tomorrow, we're up to 60 to 65. Tomorrow night, clear, 35 to 40. It'll be sunny and a little milder for Sunday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Jay Sokol here from the City College Station. How are you today?
Hey, great.
All right, and I was gone last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Did Brad or Chelsea or anybody give you a fact to put into the newsletter?
Well, no, because I wasn't here.
Oh,
if you recall,
here. Oh.
If you recall, you were, I think had a recording of Jeff Katz.
Right, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I did. Okay, all right. So, but the problem is, I don't have. Do either of y'all have an interesting fact that we can?
Interesting fact.
Fun fact. I need a fun fact.
Okay. Well, we'll look around for a fun fact while we do the interview because we need to. That needs to be our charge from now on. That we get you a fact.
Yeah, that'd be helpful. All Thank right, you.
Here's good. A fact: Scott dumps trash in the dumpster at
Brian that?
Broadcasting.
And then he digs around.
And then he digs around
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, okay.
Here you go, Jay.
Yeah?
Banging your head against a wall burns 150 calories an hour.
Do you have to do it for the whole hour?
I would assume so if you're going to burn that many calories.
I would bet you there are people at City Hall who feel like they could do that.
Oh, nice. Nicely done.
Good segue.
Banging your head. I'm just jotting this down against the wall.
Only 150?
150.
Oh. Not enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hardly worth it.
Well, you got to eat healthy, too, if you're going to burn that many.
You brought a guest.
I did. Let me pass the,
headphones
here.
I know. It's not like, I mean, we have the budget for headphones. We just didn't put an extra pair in here today, so sorry about that. Anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Deputy Director of College Station Parks and Recreation, Kelly Kelbley.
Hey, Kelly. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm great.
What are we talking about today?
We're talking about parks.
All right. And you have some?
We have a few.
Name them? No, I'm kidding.
Everyone in alphabetical order?
Yeah. Exactly.
Can do.
Actually, Zach, who does the sports, named the states in alphabetical order for us earlier this week. Did you ever learn a song in school about that?
I think I did, actually. Yes,
well,
sir.
Okay. Well, I just, again, I don't remember it. It is a thing. Okay. Well, I may have you and Kelly do this in unison when you finish the interview, but or maybe not. Tell us about parks. What's going on?
Well, I think the biggest question from folks is always, what projects do we have going
sure.
on? And so kind of wanted to throw out, we actually have just updated more than 31 of our parks in our neighborhoods. That's everything from playgrounds to swing sets to surfacing. And so hopefully a lot of our folks out there have just really noticed some positive improvements.
Sure. How long have you been with parks?
I have actually been with parks 20 plus years.
Wow. Okay. Then you're a good person to ask about this. I mean, when it comes to needs of citizens from their parks, you see some changes that have taken place, certainly. What are the things that drive the desires that people have for their parks?
You know, it honestly, while the trends definitely change, and we see that a lot in the activities that they want and the programs that they want, the parks are still basic. They still want swing sets. They still want playgrounds. We have added a lot of exercise units and exercise pods, seeing a lot more active recreation. So just making sure that we're meeting those needs.
Average size of park has gotten bigger or smaller, would you say, in the last 10 years?
Honestly, depends on the neighborhood.
Okay.
You have a lot of your neighborhoods that are building some of the small HOA pocket parks, and so we just make sure that we supplement and add to in a, you know, whatever positive manner we can. And then you have parks as massive as Lick Creek that's 515 acres. So it really just depends.
And the way the park's used clearly has something to do with the size. You use the term pocket park, which is interesting, a neighborhood-type feel to it as opposed to one that would be a central location where people would come for different reasons. Huh?
Absolutely. And so if that's just walking trails or small pavilions and or some of the more massive parks, then that's what we're looking at.
And so when you do anything in the budget has to be not only that new thing, but the operation and maintenance of it. Tell us a little bit about how that portion of the parks has changed.
Well, definitely O&M, and that's, you know, nationwide and anything, continues to increase. So, yeah, we'd like to see that increase as well. And we've had a very generous council, and we hope that that continues. And so that's always a huge part of it. We definitely want to be able to take care of anything we get.
Now, you oversee the specialized parks, too, like the skate park?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
What's the trend there? Are we trending to that, away from that, or is it still about the same?
I honestly would say that's about the same. We're seeing, I think your number one trend right now is pickleball, mm-hmm. one of the fastest growing sports in the U.S. So we've added some lines on our out on the Bee Creek tennis courts for some of our pickleball players. In the new gym at Lincoln, as soon as it gets open, we've got pickleball lines there. So, again, just following those trends and meeting the needs.
Okay, how about swimming pools? Is that under your purview as well?
That is, yes, sir.
So what's the future as far as that's concerned? You mentioned water parks a minute ago, or water of splash pads. Is that more popular than the actual traditional swimming pool?
Really depends. Definitely seeing kind of a move away from traditional swimming pools. They definitely want pools with amenities. And so you'll see Adamson Lagoon, perfect example. We've added two new slides out there that opened last summer that were a success. We're looking at maybe some new amenities in the pool there. But otherwise, you're definitely seeing a push for splash pads.
Sure.
And we would love to see more come online in the next couple of years.
Yeah. What else you want to share with us that we didn't necessarily talk about?
That's a pretty good cross-section of it. Lick Creek Nature Center will be opening soon to the public. We did have a grand opening a couple weeks ago that was very well received, very positive, so we're really excited about public hours getting going out there. Lincoln Center, the expansion of that, will be opening soon. We'll do some renovations on the existing facility. We'll be doubling the size of what we've got. Beyond that, all positive.
I got you. Very good. Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate the time this morning.
Yes, sir.
What else you got?
We've got Trick or Treat at Werewolf Creek that's coming up.
Werewolf Creek?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
In fact, Kelly may even be better to talk about this than me.
Oh, well, sure. Okay.
Do it.
Thank you. That was a perfect punt because I was supposed to mention that.
Okay.
So Tuesday on Halloween mm-hmm. from 5 to 10, we're asking you to just come out, bring your families, bring your friends. Should be a great time. Lots of candy, activities. We'll have performances on our stage. Hay maze, bounce houses, food trucks, and again,
hay maze.
Lots of candy. Yes,
wow.
sir.
Really? Wow.
Absolutely.
That's kind of fun. All right. And lots of candy. All right. I heard that. Good. Thanks. Ed?
And we still need College Station residents to apply to serve on a volunteer board, committee, or commission. So if you would like to join us in burning 150 calories per hour by banging your head against the wall, visit cstx.gov/committees.
All right, thanks a lot. We visit the folks in City College Station on Fridays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Bryan Broadcasting.
Hey guys, Zach here, hanging out with April Plemons of Long Way Home Adoptables. And April, I know that we give the dogs a lot of love. Everybody loves cute, cuddly dogs, but we love cute, cuddly cats as well.
We do, and the cats don't get a lot of love.
They don't.
And you guys have plenty of cats that are looking for forever homes.
We actually do. Normally, we have the majority of our program is dogs. But right now, we've got a lot of kittens and a lot of cats that really could use placement right now. Especially one special cat, and her name is Molasses. She's a Persian. We don't have Persians very often. But she's an older Persian, about 7 years old. And she's a tortie, so basically like a calico without the white.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the black and orange ones. The little smushy-faced cats with the really big eyes. Mm-hmm. We have one of those. And she's small. She's older. So she's looking for a home that's laid back, quiet, and relaxed. She's looking for a retirement home.
Very cool. Yes. Awesome. And I know with the tomorrow being Halloween, black cats. Cats are the thing right now,
They are. And black cats are good luck. In case anybody has told you differently, they're good luck, actually. Yeah. And we have a black cat. Her name is Okra.
Oh, okay. And, Okra.
Yes. And I thought Okra is such a weird name. I know this is kind of not on topic, but apparently Okra is a divisive thing. I had no idea. People either love it or hate it. Yes, but don't judge our cat based on the name. Okra is a great cat. She's solid black, and she's what we call a catten, so she's in between the kitten and cat stage.
Okay.
So she's kind of that gangly, you just have to love the cat.
She's a tween.
If
cats had tween years.
And Okra is looking for love. So if you have a house with other cats or dogs, she's great in both environments.
Now, somebody might be interested in either fostering or adopting one of these animals. Where do they need to go?
Yeah, you can go to our website, which is mylongwayhome.org. Click the Adoptables tab. And then you can check out all of our animals to adopt. Or if you just want to put a foster application in and say, hey, I would love the next time you have a litter of puppies to help out. That means next time I see a litter of puppies in need, I've got that extra home and I can save those lives. Fostering really does save lives. We're an entirely foster-based program.
April Plemons of Long Way Home Adoptables. Be sure to go check them out, longwayhomeadoptables.org.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you have a child or know of any children who are in need of a coat this winter, the annual Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive is going on now. This year, we're purchasing over 350 new coats for kids 5 to 10 years of age and are available to you at Chad Jones Law beginning November 6th. Just bring your child with you during regular business hours to pick out their coat. For more information, find us on Facebook or call 595-5000. That's 595-5000. Every coat makes a difference. Be a part of the annual Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive. A coat just might be the most important gift a child receives this year.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum proudly announces its new exhibit, The Legacy of Ranching, Preserving the Past, Embracing the Future. Recordings of oral histories and original video narrative, hands-on educational activities, and a historic chuck wagon centerpiece are all included in this impressive new exhibit. The Legacy of Ranching will be on display through January 7th, 2018. Don't miss the opportunity to share the legacy of ranching in Texas with a new generation. For more information, visit bush41.org.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:46. So,
hey, I need some clarification on the three questions.
Okay,
is it Elvis's funeral or wedding?
Wedding.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I think the guy who won may have accidentally said funeral.
Oh no!
Yeah, so we had someone text in, and I thought the same thing. So,
oh my gosh.
So it's wedding. Okay.
I was about to say because Anne Margaret went to his funeral. She was one of the very few celebrities that went to his funeral. Scott.
I'm in a quandary.
You know what, though? I still think he, well, first of all, he had it way more than anyone else did who called in.
Call him back and tell him we need the tickets back. It's simple.
I know. We can't, be, you know.
Sorry.
Oh, I hate that. Okay. I was just so jazzed that he was really on the way.
I know.
It was close enough. Wedding, funeral, same thing.
All right. So, hashtag.
Hashtag.
You know hashtag?
Yep.
Hashtag. Right.
What is the origin of the hashtag, you know?
Oh,
it's a pound sign?
Well, it is the pound sign.
Tic-tac-toe sign?
Now, the
tic-tac-toe sign.
The pound sign actually is what we used to call it in the United States. It comes from the shorthand from Latin, which was libra ponda, which does translate to pound by weight.
Okay.
Now, the abbreviation for pound, of course, is LB.
Mm-hmm.
Problem was sometimes that was misread as the number 16. So what the scribes did was they took to drawing a line through the top of the two letters. That way you knew it was pound rather than 16. So it was pretty easy to change it around to what it looks like right now.
Oh, what's interesting is especially in like weightlifting, where you go, some people lift still in kilograms because that's what the universal, you know, weight system is.
Rest of the world.
Versus pounds. So you'll still see that hashtag used when there's, you know,
when they're talking
about pounds. Yeah. Right. But I never knew the reason.
That's it.
Very
in the 1960s, the pound sign was chosen by Bell Laboratories to be a function key on their brand new designer keypad. The little, you know, when they did the little push buttons. Okay. They called it the Octothorpe. Now, they think that might have been in honor of Jim Thorpe, actually, but that's what Bell Labs called it. Fast forward to 2007, when early Twitter users wanted to be able to group or filter their feeds. So, Chris Messina, a developer, suggested they appropriate the method that was used in IRC. Do y'all know what that is? That's Internet Relay Chat.
Oh, yeah.
That's back in 1988. That's a long time ago. Anyway, whereby users employed the pound sign or hashtag to signpost what they were chatting about. And so that's what's happened, is we use it for that now. That's how it all came to be.
Hashtag, or you do the hashtag with the two fingers?
Hashtag two fingers.
Hashtag.
I haven't ever seen that.
Well, yeah, we'll have to show you.
Okay, can't it doesn't work on the radio.
Yeah.
But once again, there you go. You find out, when you said it, tic-tac-toe. I mean, a lot of people think of it as that as well.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All right, employment in the high skies could be dangerous. This week, the flight attendant for China East Airlines fell out of the Boeing 737.
Oh, yikes.
And onto the tarmac.
Oh, okay.
Suffering several bone fractures. No.
Ooh, yeah, still
at least she's
bone
alive.
Fractures.
Yeah. She immediately was rushed to the hospital. She fell 9 feet from the aircraft. She was apparently trying to close the door and fell out.
Yikes.
So how was she standing?
I assume, well, I guess they had already moved the
they had the
on-air thing. I mean, I've never seen it from a flight attendant's perspective.
Yeah, the tramway. That's true. So there was nothing there. All right, so it was back in May. Jennifer Apple and Tasha Fiaba set sail in their boat with their dogs from their home in Hawaii.
Okay.
But bad weather incapacitated their boat, and they never made it to their destination, which was Tahiti. The two have been stranded in their crippled boat, just drifting in the Pacific for the past 5 months. 5 months.
Whoa.
Women and their dogs hit a storm. Their boat lost power. They then drifted off course, way off course, and despite the daily distress calls sent by the two sailors, no help came. Far off the shipping lanes, and so their calls basically were not heard. According to USA Today, the engine on the sailboat failed on May 30th. The women thought they could use the sails to get to land, but after months at sea, that idea seemed less and less promising. So on Tuesday of this week, the two sailors and their pups were discovered about 900 miles southwest of Japan by a Taiwanese fishing boat.
Wow.
I can't believe it took that long. I really can't. Five months.
Again, if you're not in the shipping lane, I guess you're this little dot.
Right.
And your radio's not strong enough to get the word out. So the question, how did the women survive on the high seas for 5 months? They had a year's supply of dry food with them.
Okay.
Which was stored in the boat for just this sort of emergency.
Okay.
Two guys would have never thought of that.
No.
They'd have thought of three cases of beer and some beef jerky.
Well, and my heart kind of
lurched.
Picked up a little bit whenever I heard the dogs were with them.
I know, me too.
Yep. Well, along with the food, the two sailors had a water purifier on board as well. So, I mean, it's not like they were kicking back and having a great time.
No, but they were prepared.
But they were. And once again, I think that has to do with the fact that it was women.
True.
So in 2007, a guy in China named, I don't know.
Go
Brown,
for it.
Brown.
Oh,
Brown.
Okay.
Well, his mom's not listening, so they wouldn't know.
Oh.
Finished building a plane from scrap parts. His first flight in his plane, he climbed his first few feet, something he didn't plan for, by the way. He said in Chinese, because, you know, I can't speak Mandarin, but he said, "After it left the ground, my mind went blank. I absolutely had no idea how to fly this thing."
All
right, so 200 planes
again, prepared.
Later. That's right.
Yeah.
And 200 planes and later, the 40-year-old former elevator repairman built his hobby into a business. For his first plane, he used scrap metal and anything he could get his hands on, like a car seat, a video game joystick, wheels from a baby carriage. These days, he's building light aircraft and fulfilling orders from all over the world.
Wow.
Okay.
Entrepreneurial.
Build it himself. Hmm.
Doesn't know how to fly.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that I know. Rock Prairie and Longmire has reopened.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess, so that's what, about 25 minutes that happened. Mm. Hey, so the World Series is tonight. I don't know if you know.
Oh, yeah. Right down the road. Yeah.
Also tonight at 9 o'clock on CMT, if you care, The Life and Songs of Kris Kristofferson.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
Star-studded salute. Willie's going to be on it. Emmylou Harris, Lady Antebellum, Dierks Bentley, Roseanne Cash, Hank Williams Jr., Darius Rucker. Darius Rucker.
Yeah, Hootie.
Pretty. He's not Hootie. By the way, he's a big South Carolina guy. Yeah, big South Carolina Gamecocks fan.
Oh, okay.
Because he went to school there.
Yeah.
And
that's where they started the band.
Right, playing frat parties and that kind of stuff.
Cool.
And that's how he became popular. Truly, though, his first love has always been country music. He's a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Really?
He is. And last week, he played the Apollo Theater in New York.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to think, has anybody from the Country Music Hall of Fame ever played the Apollo Theater?
I don't know.
But
I don't
Darius
know why
Rucker has.
I don't know why he's in the Country Music Hall of Fame,
Well,
frankly.
He is. Well, he's had 8 number one songs.
I mean, no, he's had success, yeah. But it's been a very limited time.
It has. It is a limited time. But see, that's what's happening now. It's faster and faster.
Yeah, very true.
Because, and I hate to say this, but it's true, the Country Music Hall of Fame used to be a place so that old country stars who weren't popular enough to be able to tour and make a living anymore had some place to come and sing.
Mm.
And God love them, a lot of them can't quite hit the notes like they used to.
Right.
Because I remember taking one of my kiddos to the WSB broadcast, you know, on Saturday night, and fortunately Rodney Crowell was there, so there was one person who could sing, but there were a whole lot of folks who have been there for years, and they just can't sing. So I think they're trying to young it up a little bit.
Gotcha.
Trying to get some people in kind of a youth movement. Stranger Things is on tonight. Season 2 starts. And apparently this is so popular that they now have an after show.
Oh,
really?
It's called Beyond Stranger Things. And that'll be on. So all that stuff is
on
Netflix. Yeah,
people really
tonight.
Like it. Yeah.
And they had their people were here, right? We had a kind of science
something,
fiction
yeah,
thing out at the expo.
Yeah, no, you're right. And the kids
ago.
Were here.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
they were. Know that.
Yeah, they were out here.
Did you say 3 years ago? No, I was on the show.
The show.
It was like
the show
within
came
this
out
last year.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, time flies when you have no idea.
Have you ever seen an artist rendering of Noah's Ark? If you have, I can almost guarantee that it had multiple windows in it. For some reason, artists are rarely satisfied with just one window in the Ark. Yet, when we read the pattern that was given by God to Noah, there was only one window, Genesis 6, 15 and 16. To his credit, Noah followed this pattern exactly. In Genesis 6, 22, we read, "Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he." Just as many artists are not satisfied with an ark with just one window, many men are not satisfied with a pattern that God has given for the church. At the BCS Church of Christ, we're striving to follow God's pattern exactly. We invite you to come and to follow this pattern with us. Our building is located at 11914 Highway 30 in College Station, Texas. You can also visit us on the web at www.bcschurchofchrist.com.
Do you have an office space?
Hello!
Hello! So, how do you make the best use of your space? From design to installation, Systems Office Furniture will create a welcoming, efficient office environment within your budget. We supply new and pre-owned office furniture, and with prices at 50 to 60% below retail, you're making a smart business decision. Many large Brazos Valley businesses have trusted Systems Office Furniture to create their offices, and you should too. Visit our showroom Monday through Friday on Highway 30 between Harvey Road and William D. Fitch, or go to createmyoffice.com. That's createmyoffice.com.
This is Miss Tony from Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Forever Mark is a diamond collection from the De Beers group of companies that comes with a promise that it's beautiful, responsibly sourced, and rare. Less than 1% of all diamonds meet the standards to be included in this collection. And De Beers has chosen Montelongo's Fine Jewelry as the exclusive Forever Mark retailer in the Brazos Valley. Stop by our showroom and celebrate the one in a million woman in your life with a one in a million Forever Mark diamond this holiday season. Exclusively at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry on University Drive.
Hey, good morning. About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, Kellogg's recently released new Corn Pops box that has a picture of cartoon Corn Pops characters hanging out at a mall.
Okay.
All the characters are the same yellow color except for one who's brown.
Oh.
Really?
And really?
And he's wearing headphones.
And he's the janitor.
Oh, see.
Guy named Salam Hamid from Detroit spotted the janitor corn pop Tuesday morning, tweeted the photo to Kellogg's. He wrote, this is teaching kids racism. Yes, it's just a tiny thing, but when you see your kids staring over the breakfast table, then you realize that millions of other kids are doing the same thing.
Mm.
Kellogg's quickly tweeted an
apology. Come on, corn pops.
Yeah. And so now he's getting flooded with racist tweets.
Why would you even have a different
color corn pop? I don't know.
They're all yellow.
This shows up at the wrong place at the wrong time. That is for sure.
In good news, Taylor Swift's new music video is out.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, thank goodness.
I'll be sure and get to that before the weekend.
Are you ready for it? That's the name of the song.
Okay.
Are you ready?
20-year-old woman named Shelby McDowell crashed a wedding party in Palm Coast, Florida. Why? Well, because her boyfriend was invited and she wasn't.
Ooh.
She suspected he was running around on her. So Shelby wore a wig and snuck into the wedding. And she did see her boyfriend kissing another woman.
Ooh.
Yeah, so she got mad.
The bride.
Yeah, no.
How?
Ran over and punched the woman.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And then she hid in the bathroom.
Okay.
As you're prone to do.
Then the bridesmaids found her in there.
Yeah.
Pulled her out from under the stall, feet first, and started beating her up.
Oh, my gosh.
The police arrived. Shelby wound up getting arrested for battery.
Yeah.
After the story got out, Shelby contacted the local TV station to tell them she didn't punch the woman. She threw a drink at her.
Oh, well.
That's different.
Then she apologized.
She did apologize.
That poor bride.
I thought her boyfriend was going to be getting married, and she had no idea.
This day, 2014, Walmart said that they were sorry that they'd labeled plus-size Halloween costumes fat girl costumes.
Oh, wow.
I guess so.
Yeah, that's not correct.
First World Series ended on this date in 2004. We're back on 2004? Is that?